This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A move to eliminate $4 million in funding from state fairs in Washington state was met with a lot of vocal opposition in the State House of Representatives recently. Unfortunately, the amendment to restore the funds was rejected. Pomeroy Representative Mary Dye spoke on their importance and the real-world experience it gives kids in rural Washington.
And is this factor the fabric of our rural communities? It may seem like a no big deal thing for a small appropriation of $4 million, but it is the way that we acculturate our children into that sense of personal responsibility, a long-term commitment to an animal, and then to give that up in a market sale and to learn the responsibility that they're earning their way in this world.
Dye says it's a great generational activity.
It's part of the history of Washington State. It's part of our culture, and we should be very proud of the opportunities that we have given to kids across the state using the fairs, 4-H, FFA, and teaching these kids that they have a can-do spirit, that they can follow a project through from beginning to end, and they can be proud of what they accomplished. So I urge you, Mr. Chairman, please, for one thing, for the kids of our state, please consider this amendment and vote yes.
While House Democrats voted down the amendment, there is still a chance the money could be put back into the budget through the negotiation process, as has happened in past years. The session ends on the 23rd.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.